Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
If I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back four times the amount. Luke 19 verse 8. If you have defrauded someone, God expects you to make restitution. Don't just expect people to forgive you. If you do, God will expect the same from you when you have been cheated. God looks for justice. Zacharias was a first century con artist who worked for the Romans, collecting taxes from his own people, the Jews. He fleeced everything that walked. He was filthy rich. But after spending time with Jesus, he was so radically changed, he said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. If I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back four times the amount." Jesus taught, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. But sometimes it's not possible to make amends to the person you've hurt. What if they're dead? What if you have no idea where they are? And you've got no clue what name they're using on social media? So what do? Pray and receive God's forgiveness. And if you still feel troubled about it, talk to your pastor or a Christian counselor or a mature friend who can handle it. James writes, "Therefore confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The point is, you must be willing to make amends when it is possible and willing to incur the cost to make things right. If you do that, God will bless you and you can live with a clear conscience concerning it.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.